When did you start bringing everything downstairs, just so you don't have to go back upstairs again? Joint Relief Institute. Move better, live better without surgery. Call 708-888-0000.
Paul Sullivan is the Tribune's baseball columnist. He joins us now to talk about the Cubs Sox series this weekend. A lot of storylines, Paul, but is your headline the fact that they are both possessing winning records for the first time in a long time now?
Yeah, that would be the story. I mean, the last time, I don't remember the last time, it had to be probably 10 years ago, because the White Sox went into their rebuild in the late 2010s, like 2016 or so, when the Cubs were good, and then the Cubs went into theirs in 21. And so, I would think the last time was 2020, and no one got to go to the games that year, so...
Yeah, Andy mentioned
it was 2008 was the last time that both entered as winning teams.
Wow,
2008.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's wow. 18 years.
Yeah, is that bad?
Yeah, it didn't count the COVID year because it was an odd year, obviously.
Yeah.
But that was the last year they both finished in the playoffs. So.
As far as the Cubs are concerned, Paul, you know me. I always look for not the silver, but the dark lining, being a longtime
I know that.
Fan. And so for me, I'm worried because Dansby
already,
Swanson.
Bob.
I'm already worried. Dansby Swanson's
really?
Not hitting.
Okay.
Bregman is struggling a little bit. PCA is hitting, but no power. So calm me down, will you?
I don't, Bob. After all these years, I don't know if that's impossible to calm you down. They just had 2 10-game winning streaks. It's like not even Memorial Day. So, I guess that you have to be a little concerned lately because the offense was pretty awful on this road trip, especially during that 4-game losing streak. They could barely score. They could barely get a hit. But, you're running up against a Braves team that's the best in baseball, and against Texas, DeGrom, one of the best pitchers of his generation when he's healthy. So, it was a small blip, I think. I do think Bregman will come around. Dansby, he's off to a bad start, but I think you look at his numbers the last 4 or 5 years, he's going to wind up with, 20-plus homers, 80-plus RBIs. So, it's not a great Cubs team, but it's a very good one, and it's one that seems to capitalize on the other team's, weaknesses. And they really, really get it home, which is really amazing how well they've played there. I think they have 15 in a row at home. So, I think it's a little too early to worry about.
Okay.
All right, let's talk about the White Sox.
They're in first place.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk.
I don't know what you're, what you want, but
neither do I.
He wants everything. You know that. Come on.
Yeah, I do know what you want.
I just want to complain.
So yes, let's talk about the White Sox real quick here too. They went 22-21 with their win last night. They're the hottest team in baseball right now. And it's early in the year, but are you sensing that this is something that can be They can keep this going throughout the rest of the year?
Yeah, definitely if they get the kind of pitching they've been getting. Sean Burke and Anthony Kay pitching well. Davis Martin, looks like an all-star this year. The bullpen is a little bit of a concern, but, they've held up pretty well considering. So, if they get some hitting, Mooney is... he kind of looks like Adam Dunn sometimes, all home runs and strikeouts, but, he's definitely a breath of fresh air on the South side. And, being 500 is a big deal for them. And now that they're there, they've not only got to sustain it, but they've got to show that they can be a little better than that, because really you look at that division, Andy, and it's nothing.
Yeah,
great,
not good.
If they're a little over 500, they could probably compete the whole year.
It seems as though Will Venable was the right guy to bring in, just with he's relatively young, not that far removed from actually playing, but it seems like these guys are really buying into his energy that you may not see in the dugout. I'm sure you see more in closed doors.
Yeah, I mean, energy and Will Venable, it's kind of a, you know, it's hard to say because he is such a laid-back guy and very low-key and soft-spoken. But, you know, they really do buy into it, and they really respect him. You know, I'd like to see him show a little more fire. I guess that's not going to happen. But it's worked so far, and if they can maintain this kind of, you know, vibe for the rest of the year, I think then you can say the rebuild is on its way because they've got some kids in the minors still that are probably going to be on this team next year, if not late this year. And, you know, the future all of a sudden looks pretty bright.
It'll be all the action at Reed Field tonight and tomorrow night, and then a day game on Sunday, and then everybody gets to watch on free TV because Channel 26. They'll carry that Chicago Sports Network, whatever it's called, and a lot of people happy about that, I guess, who couldn't afford the upgrade. What?
Can't all be WGN. Come on.
Paul Sullivan, read more in the Tribune. Thanks, Paul, and see you at the ballpark. And stand by, maybe messaging you during the games, depending on what happens.
Yeah, anytime. I'll talk you off the ledge, Bob.
Okay, thank you.